Item 13, to further request Transport Department to provide pedestrian crossing facilities at junction of Nathan Road and Shantung Street. Submitted by Mr. Cha Chun Fai, Ms. Koh Po Ling, Sir Hoi Tak Leung, Mr. Chan Wai Kung, Sir Francis Chow, Ms. Wong, Ms. John, Mr. John Wong, and Mr. Wong. So who would like to supplement Mr. Hoi? As now we have been discussing this issue for a number of times about the provision of pedestrian facilities at the junction of Nathan Road and Shantung Street. And back then, the Transport Department opined that it wasn't necessary to provide this facility. I can't recall which commander it was, but he also commented that the facility was not appropriate because this would affect the waiting time for an ambulance, and the Transport Department then gave another option for me, that is to provide a lift for the subway at Soy Street for the old and frail and the disabled to use the subway. And then on the 24th of May 2012, it was said that because of the underground utility cables, we could not have a lift at that subway, and that is why we are tabling this paper again, requesting that the Transport Department provide pedestrian crossing facilities at the junction of Nathan Road and Shantung Street. So please stop being bureaucratic. Just tell me the solution. If you say that our suggestion doesn't work, then let's go back to the subway in Soy Street. And I believe our commander on this occasion is very wise. He won't make any comments, so I am asking the Transport Department to give me a direct answer. Please don't beat about the bush or I'll get very angry. But I won't be angry at you. I'll save that for the other item. So Transport Department, please. Representatives. We have Sir Chair, from engineer from Transport Department. Thank you, Chairman. I thank Mr. Hoi for his elaboration. In fact, the Transport Department already explained that there are a lot of bus stops nearby, and from the perspective of public transport, we believe that if we are to provide a pedestrian crossing facility at the junction of Nathan Road and Shantung Street, then during peak hours, it would affect buses arriving at bus stops, and as you understand, we have the bank center, and we have bus stops outside the bank center and at the other building, and the pedestrian crossing would cause a long queue of buses tailing back to Argyll Street, and which is also an important intersection. And we believe that if we were to provide pedestrian crossing facilities there, perhaps pedestrians would find it more convenient, but this would also cause a tailback. And in Soy Street, if we are to provide pedestrian crossing, and in fact, it will be just 100 meters away from the subway. And in fact, there is also another pedestrian crossing slightly in front of that. So if we provide a crossing there, our concern is that there could be a hygiene issue or security issue at that subway, because the subway would not be used by many.
So we have no plan to provide a road crossing at the junction of Shantung Street. The floor is now open for questions. Mr. Chow Chen Fai. Let's look at history first. According to the Transport Department official, you want to ensure vehicular traffic will not suffer. But if you look at the situation at the ground, you must consider pedestrian safety. Near Argyll Street and Nathan Road, well, when elderly people want to cross there, they have to do it in a rush, because the green phase is very short. You have to consider pedestrian safety, especially safety of the elderly. It's a black spot. In the past, there was a crossing but that was not reinstated after the MTR was built. If we have a crossing, we can provide some relief to other signal crossings. A thunder streak, your vehicle can take a left turn. You may say that there is a subway, but the elderly people may be on a wheelchair or may be using a walking stick. So we should have a signal crossing. That's why Dundas Street is a black spot. You can check your records. And also at the junction of Nathan Road and Argyle Street is another black spot. So you have to provide facilities to ensure pedestrian safety, especially elderly people who may want to go to Canton Road. So I would urge the Transport Department to reconsider. Mr. Hao Wing Chang. Thank you, Chairman. This issue has been discussed for years. We started in 2006. In 2006, I went on a number of visits with Transport Department officials. And it was repeatedly stated that it couldn't be done at Shantong Street. But there is a keen need to use road crossing there, especially the disabled and the elderly, especially when they carry and they are carrying their shopping. And if you ask them to use the subway, a Soy Street, as Mr. Hui has said, there was the idea to install a lift. But then after a further study, it was not feasible because of the complicated underground conditions. Well, there was a road crossing years ago. There's a crossing at Argyle Street. But we're talking about some 200 meters away now. And we're talking about a large number of elderly people who have to go to the market every day.
上落去那個行人隧道那裡是絕對絕對不方便的。
It's not just not convenient for to ask them to use the stairs. You would say the traffic lights will affect vehicular traffic. There are many traffic lights along Nathan Road. You can make suitable adjustments and provide at the same time suitable crossings. There are so many people at the junction near Argyle Street, so that's why there have been so many accidents and it's a black spot. I would urge the Transport Department to consider the providing road crossing at Shandong Street. Mr. Hao, you have used up all your time. Mr. Hui, Hui Dang Liang. You may not know why this is proposed here in the full council meeting rather at the TNT committee meeting, because it's not very useful to talk to you if to talk to the official attending the TNT committee. Well, if we can sort this out with Mr. Chair, there would be no need for me to raise the question in a full council meeting, and don't just give us an official line to take. You will get promoted, you know, Mr. Chair. At the TNT committee, when you discuss things with us, you will give us data, you look at the the data on pedestrian traffic and so on and so forth before you say it's not an appropriate proposition. And you talk about the subway may becoming may become a problem with security and so on and so forth, but security is not your business, it's the police business. Tell us why it cannot be done. You also said the Shanghai Street should not be used by cross-boundary vehicles. And you also said that the time basis of traffic lights could not be adjusted, but now they have been all adjusted. It's okay that you reject our request, but you must give us the necessary data to support your argument. Well, we started this discussion in 2006. Please don't just reject us outright. We can have a pilot scheme, say for three months. So don't try to sweep aside our requests like this. If you cannot make a decision, call your boss or ask your boss to talk with us. Ms. Kopoling and two other members would like to speak. I think Mr. Hui Tak Leong has mentioned a valid point. This particular motion, this particular proposal was moved in 2006, and we have spent so much time on it. Why? Because we want to see a solution. We want to ensure safety of pedestrians on both sides of Nathan Road. On this side is Argyle Street, on the other, Dundas Street. There's another crossing 100 meters away, but you look at the pedestrian flow. There's so many people using Nathan Road. When we asked you to lengthen the green phase of traffic lights, you said no. So if that's not a solution, we want to have an additional crossing, and again, you say no. And you say that people should use the subway. Yes, we should not waste that subway. But the stairs are too steep. If you can propose something that would make it convenient for users, we would accept your proposal. We're not irrational. But then you say that no lift because of underground utilities. Mr. Hui, try to help. We talk to the shops on both sides of the road to see whether the entrance can take up some of their space as well. Can we have a lift for the or an escalator? We want to see improvement. We want to get improvement to ensure pedestrians' safety. You must understand why we are asking for this and why we are persistent about this. Mr. Wong Kin Sun, well, to cool down Mr. Hui Tak Leong, I think you should provide tactful answers. Mr. Chair, so perhaps you can promise us that you will consider the proposal, or you would ask your boss, and then you will come back to see if it's really not feasible. Of course, welcome a yes answer, but don't just refuse. Otherwise, he would not let you go. He would spend all his life chasing you. From Argyle Street, Nelson Street, Argyle Street, Dundas Street. on the pavements on both sides of Nathan Road, they are always congested. Has the transport department sent people to take a look and feel how congested the pavement is? You cannot walk fast. You are sort of going slowly, like what you would do in a procession. There's no pavement for you to use. So you go from Dundas Street to Argyle Street, and then there are people going the opposite direction. If you say the subway is already there, well, yes, you can use the exit E of MTR station near Nelson Street. But it's just that elderly people on wheelchairs, or even people with a trolley cannot use the crossing. Apart from this request, for Shandong Street and Soy Street, can you do something with the MTRC? Maybe they should provide a lift or an escalator. The transport department may not have the money to do it, but maybe the MTRC can afford it. Can you ask the MTRC to provide something for pedestrians? Can you do that as a stopgap solution? Mr. Chow Chan Fai, but this is a paper sponsored by 8 members. I think what we want to do is something people-oriented. Mr. Hui has been most honest in telling you what he feels. Well, let's all calm down. We are tackling an issue rather than any particular person. Let me give you an example. Near Waterloo Road, west is also in West Kowloon. Why did they provide a facility there near Wiley Road? Near Waterloo Road, there's a crossing, there's a footbridge, and further forward, there's the Pui Ching Road. There's as many bus routes, as many bus stops, but the pedestrian flow is 3 times over what you see in Homantin, in Waterloo Road. The residents asked for a crossing. There was a banner that put up there. The commissioner investigated into the case, and the crossing was provided. So please check this. Please ask your boss about this, and you may have to consult other departments as well. But we are not asking for something unreasonable. It's a break sport. Other members? If not, Mr. Chair, thank you, Chairman. I would like to thank members for your valuable comments. I've heard members and the comments that you made. Maybe we should arrange a site visit, say during the evening peak hours. Let's go there to see how we can improve the situation for pedestrians who need to cross the road. Thank you. Mr. Hui, you have 1 last minute. Mr. Chow asked me to calm down and to be as polite as I can. Please check the records. In 2006, when we had Ms. Poon Lai San as your departmental representative, we went there, we looked at the road junctions and see, and decided that the turns should be allowed here and there. We did all that back then. Checked the minutes. But if this is the first time we raise this question, your response would have been commendable, but you have to understand the history. There was a crossing in Shantung Street. It was deleted by your department. Chairman, I want to put this on the list of matters arising. Please ask your board to see if we can have a pilot scheme for 3 months, and I don't mind going on another site visit if that's proposed. Alright, we'll put this on matters arising, as suggested by Mr. Hui. All of you agreed? Thank you. Alright, so this will be put on matters arising, and we wrap up our discussion on the item now. And we hope the transport department can seek a direction from your superior. And if necessary, ask your superior to come back to talk with us. Okay, so now the ball is in your court.